In this video, I will show you how to run SQL IP scripts locally when you want to test or debug your code without having to submit it to Azure. If needed, you can use the links below to get the necessary tools referenced in this video. Let's start with a typical Use SQL project. When executing in the cloud, I select the given Use SQL script file, choose the ADL Analytics account I want to use to run the script, and hit Submit. Once the script is submitted, I will see the job view for this run of the script. Let's look at the Server Explorer now. You'll notice that the first entry under the Data Lake Analytics node is for a special account called Local. This node represents the execution environment on my local computer. Expanding this node, I can see that it has the same structure as my accounts in the Azure cloud. To run something locally, I simply choose local as my destination and submit it as before. I'll see some of the same things I would see when I run other types of code locally. The output window shows the progress of my build, followed by a command shell popping up to show any standard output from the script execution. After the run is finished, I can dismiss the command shell. Let's look at the input and output for this script. It references a single sample file located under samples/demo. When executing in the cloud, this relative path is resolved starting from the root of my default storage account in ADL Store. In the case of local runs, the path is resolved on my local machine. The file root location is specified under my options and settings. This root is set to a default, but I can change it to any location I want. I had already created a copy of my input file on my local machine before I ran my script, and the output file was created here after I ran the script. When the input file does not exist, the compiler detects this once I submit the query and gives me an error message that points out the missing file. If the file I need is on Azure, I can find it using the Server Explorer to get to my storage account and download the file to my local disk. In the download dialog, I just have to make sure to put it in the right path under my local data root. Use SQL queries that have C# code can also be run locally. This file has an associated codebehind file with custom C# code in it. This time I'll use Ctrl F5, the standard shortcut for run without debug, to kick off my local run. Again, this will do a build of the script and submit it to the local environment. An important use of the local run is to be able to set breakpoints and debug. I can set breakpoints in the USQL-related C# code like I would with any other code. Once I submit to the local compute account or hit F5 for debug, my code will build and run until it hits my breakpoint. I cannot set breakpoints in the USQL script. This is because the declarative parts of the script are composed into a single statement by the compiler, which is then analyzed by the optimizer and rewritten for faster execution. While the semantics of the query are guaranteed to be the same, the individual query statements and intermediate row sets are not preserved. This means that I cannot set a breakpoint in these statements. Other breakpoint functionality works in the usual way. I can do things like step in or step over and inspect variables. The local environment acts like an ADL Analytics account, meaning that I can run any USQL statement in it. This includes DDL statements, like those needed to register assemblies. If I want to run a script that references an assembly, I first need to register it in a local environment. Currently, the way to do this is to write a short script with the create assembly directives and then submit it to local. This will register the assembly, and the runtime will be able to find it when a USQL script references it later on in a local run. Go ahead and give it a try. If you have questions, refer to the documentation and resources at aka.ms/AzureDataLake.